السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم. الله تعالى says to tell himself to say, my Lord pays attention to you only because of your du'as that you make to him. Dear listeners, in this auspicious month, amongst the many ibadat that I carry out, one very important one is the ibadat of making du'a. In fact, it is mentioned that du'a is the essence of ibadat. Let us therefore maximize our efforts and take complete advantage in these last few days left of Ramadan. In fact, we should continue with it all the time, because in du'a there is great merit and benefit. Dear listener, Allah Ta'ala says that when you make du'a, you get close to Him. Du'a or supplication is to petition Allah Ta'ala for one's needs and requirements. Be such deeds mundane, that is for the world, the dunya, or spiritual, be they in regard to one's worldly affairs or dini affairs, whether such affairs and needs are within one's ability of acquisition or not. In all cases, the Muslims have to supplicate to make dua to Allah for the fulfillment of his needs. Dua for unlawful desires and needs is not permissible. While making dua, all the lawful means and agencies for the requirement should be harnessed. For example, the farmer, while making dua for his farm to yield, should at the same time engage in the means and ways of farming. One making dua for protection against an enemy should at the same time engage in the ways and means of warding of the enemy. The sick, while making dua for recovery, should resort to medicine and treatment as well. One involved in litigation should, while making dua for success in his court case, engage the proper means of achieving the success as well. One engaged in the acquisition of Qur'ani and dini knowledge should make dua for barakat and success, while at the same time study properly and acquire whatever ways are essential for the correct acquisition of knowledge. One involved in ibadat should strive against the lowly desires, that is the nafs, and the diversions of shaitan and the nafs, while at the same time make dua for aid from Allah Ta'ala for sincerity and steadfastness in his acts of ibadat. In affairs in which physical and material means and agencies have no role to play, one should be in entirety resort to only dua. For example, rainfall, protection against plagues, the shaitan, and the deception of the nafs, protection from the oppression of cruel persons, etc. Dua does not mean the mere recitation of some words and the mere ritual reiteration of words after salat. The nature of dua consists of petitioning in the court of Allah Ta'ala. The earnestness and concern which people have when making appeals in the courts of the world should at least be adopted when making dua in the court of Allah Ta'ala. When making dua, one's mind and body have to be concentrated and directed into the purpose of the dua. One should never lose hope in the event of fulfillment of the dua being delayed or in fulfillment is not discerned. One has to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is an appeal to Allah ta'ala. It is his sole prerogative to grant or reject the appeals of his servants. We have no right whatsoever to become disillusioned and despondent if we cannot discern acceptance of our dua. Respected listener, the times of dua are not restricted to the time of salat. Dua should be made at any time, whenever one requires something, although the time of the salat is very effective for the acceptance of the dua, just like when one is fasting. Whenever and whatever one is in need of, immediately make dua with the heart as well as with the tongue. This then is the reality and nature of dua. Now when supplicating, do not do so according to the reality and nature of the dua, as has been described. If you do so, you will discern the effectiveness and barakat of dua. Barakat of dua does not necessarily mean that whatever you ask for will be granted. At times, the very object we sought for is obtained, for example, something in regard to the akhirat, because of favor or bounty of Allah Ta'ala, is pure goodness for the servant. For at the attainment of the fortune of the akhirat, iman and ita'at, that is, obedience, are conditions. Without these conditions, the blessings of the akhirah are not attainable. Sometimes, the object asked for is not obtained, for example, an object or requirement of the world. This is so because sometimes in the worldly object supplicated for is harmful and sometimes beneficial. If it is beneficial in the wisdom and hikmah of Allah Ta'ala, He grants it to the servant, and when it is harmful, He withholds it from the servant, just as a father will deny his child an object which is detrimental to his interest. The meaning of barakat in this context is that the attention of Allah Ta'ala is directed to the servant. Thus, if due to some reason known to Allah Ta'ala, the object asked for is not granted, then to contentment. He is not overcome with frustration and weakness. The spiritual strength with which the heart is imbued is the effect of the special attention of Allah Ta'ala as a result of the dua made by the servant. The special attention of Allah Ta'ala is indeed a great treasure. All other treasures pale into insignificance in its presence. The special attention is, in fact, man's original capital, which he has to strive for. It is the possession of this treasure, which will bring him comfort and peace in this world and in the akhirat. The limitless bounties of the hereafter are obtainable as a result of the special attention which Allah Ta'ala focuses on His servants. There is, therefore, never the slightest fear of being deprived. The one who makes dua is never deprived because of the inherent barakat of dua. It is mentioned in the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the servant's dua is accepted as long he does not ask for something sinful nor for something unkind for his relatives, and as long as he is not impatient. It was asked, O Rasulullah, what is the meaning of being impatient? It means to say, I have asked dua time and again, but it has not been answered. So saying, one gives up asking dua. This hadith stresses the continuous making of dua, even if the dua seemingly is not accepted. In one hadith mentioned, nothing is more appreciable to Allah than dua. In one place mentioned, dua is beneficial in everything. It is effective in warding off misfortunes which have already been descended, as well as misfortunes which are about to descend. Therefore, the servants of Allah should be steadfast in making dua. Allah mentioned hadith, Allah becomes angry when one who refrains from dua. We should, as mentioned in hadith, you should continuously engage in dua and firmly believe that Allah is accepting our duas. Allah Ta'ala does not accept the dua of one whose heart is callous. Therefore, the listener, dua must be made with earnestness and concentration of mind and body, while at the same time believing that the dua is definitely being accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Non-attainment of the object of the dua should not be misconstrued as non-acceptance. The dua is most certainly accepted, but obtainal of the object should after is subject to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith mentioned, any Muslim who makes a dua and his dua does not contain a request for anything sinful or anything regarding the severance of family ties, Allah Ta'ala grants him one of three things most assuredly. Number one, what he asks is granted immediately. Or number two, what he asks is saved for him as a treasure in the akhirah. Or number three, Allah Ta'ala wards away some calamity for him in lieu of the object he asked for. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu then said, that will they resort to dua in abundance? Rasulullah sallam replied, that by Allah Ta'ala, everything is abundance. Thus, no dua is returned empty. In one hadith it is mentioned, everyone should petition his creator for all his needs. In a narration it said, everyone should ask his creator for all his needs, be it even salt or be it a shoelace, when it breaks. Ask Allah for everything. One should not consider it improper to make dua for insignificant things, because by Allah Ta'ala, even such things which are significant, great and valuable by us, are insignificant in the gaze of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever lose hope in making dua. It is mentioned, my Shaykh should say, rahmatullah alayhi, when I'm Masihul Ummat, that one person had mentioned that he has made dua for a certain thing for 30 years. And while he was still alive, he said, I am still making the same dua. If we feel that our dua is not accepted in this world, it is mentioned in the hereafter, when we will give in the bounties and the favors and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servant will be surprised that I didn't do all these things. Where am I getting these treasures, these bounties and favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala will tell him that these are the bounties because of the du'as which you made in the dunya were not accepted. I kept them here as the treasure for you in the hereafter. The servant of Allah will say, then Allah, you should have not even accepted one of my du'as in the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq on making du'a abundantly, profusely, because it is the essence of ibadah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم كل خير لكل مسلم ومسلمة اللهم كل خير لكل مسلم ومسلمة اللهم كل خير لكل مسلم ومسلمة اللهم مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا وادخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار وأصلح لنا شأننا كله وأصلح لنا شأننا كله وأصلح لنا شأننا كله نسأل الله العافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.